Noting that was a 4-1 with Mr. Burton not voting. Next item is Seasons at Bethany, conditional use, number 1488, substantial construction.
We received a request from Mr. Clark that they be allowed to, for the commission to consider what a substantial construction is. Just a brief background, this conditional use was approved June 3rd of 2003. Commission granted one-year time extensions on August 26th of 2004 and April 21st of 2005. That was the maximum number of extensions that you had the authority to grant. County Council granted a one-year time extension April 25th of 2006 and granted a six-month time extension on May 15th of this year. The use needs to be substantially under construction by December 3rd of 2007. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Commission on December 14th of 2006. Chapter 115 does not reference what substantial construction is, but the subdivision ordinance does have that definition, and it's considered the roadways being cleared, roadways being rough graded, the drainage system and or stormwater management facilities being rough graded, and erosion and sediment control measures are in place and being actively maintained. Mr. Fuqua, Mr. Clark would like to discuss an alternative.
We would be grateful if they would tell us what's on their minds.
Chairman, for the record, Jim Fuqua, Jeff Clark is here, Debbie Melson, and Mark Walker, who's Mrs. Melson's Maryland attorney. Basically, everything Shane just said is correct. And obviously I'm well aware that you are going to be dealing with a substantially underway question in the future. I just wanted to state the thing that is different on this one, if you may recall, Mr. Nelson, who was the original applicant who I represented back at the time we did this, died suddenly in the process of the getting the site plans approved, and Mrs. Nelson obviously inherited it. Mrs. Nelson is not a developer. She's not a real estate person, and certainly has no intention of doing something she knows nothing about. She's trying to market the approved development, and in the current environment in real estate, it hasn't happened yet. What we're facing is a situation where if the improvements that would need to be done to meet the definition of substantially underway were done, there's a very good chance that it would be to a certain degree a waste of money, because there would probably be revisions to the plans or the design done by the ultimate developer of the property. I can't say that for sure, but there's certainly a likelihood that would be the case. So we're dealing with a situation where we don't want to put the money into it that's really a waste of money. We're really looking for some guidance from the commission, if in fact there can be any guidance, as to whether or not an estimate could be done on these costs and a bond posted or something along those lines to show the good faith that this is being met and not just being dragged out.
And when does the clock run out?
December. So it's December 3rd.
December 3rd.
And one option we also had would be to go back to the council. The council did give an additional extension beyond what the Planning Commission could grant to get us to December 3rd. And we could go back to them and ask for some additional time, but that's basically what we're dealing with. The only other unusual thing here is that this piece is, one-third of this piece was actually zoned commercial. So what we're proposing to do is actually a permitted use on that one-third, if you're following me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so again, the whole thing was the conditional use, but as part of that conditional use, part of this land really is permitted to be done even without the conditional use. And Jeff, I don't know if you have anything you can add to that.
The one thing that might be pertinent, and that is that, excuse me, Mr. Clark, I need you to give us your name.
Certainly, Jeff Clark with the firm of Bland Tech Land Planning. We have all the permits in hand, the final construction approvals from the agencies. We're waiting, the traffic signal agreement was just filed with DelDOT, and their letter is, as they say, in the mail. We haven't received it yet, but we will not be asking for any additional extensions of time for that reason. I mean, we won't need to to go back to the council to ask for any more extensions of time based on not having approvals.
I have a question or two, if I might.
Sure.
To the extent that you just referenced that you have these permits and approvals, what extent, if any, has any construction been acted on under those approvals?
Project's bid, we haven't started site work yet, so we can certainly fulfill the letter of the ordinance and have it substantially underway as it's defined in the subdivision ordinance on or before the December date when the one-year extension expires. I guess what we're asking for is, and I had this discussion that Shane said started in his office, because Shane and Lawrence do these inspections, they make the determination in the field whether it is substantially underway. And in this case, because there were some special circumstances, we were hoping to construct at the very least only maybe two-thirds of the site, because there's a third of it, as Jim said, is commercial, or any kind of relief that you would deem appropriate. But it is likely, since Mrs. Melson's not a professional developer, that it would be conveyed, it's her wish, to someone else who is a developer, and they may amend the plan. So this could be, may not be your problem, but it could be a fine waste of time and money and effort to do this. So that's why we're here. That's why it's a discussion item on your agenda.
Well, first, Mrs. Melson, I think everyone is sympathetic to your plight, and it certainly is an unusual circumstance. My concern, Mr. Burrow, is whether this body has the authority to do that, because the ordinance is pretty clear. We're allowed to grant two extensions, and that's pretty much it. And then when addressing substantial completion, I'm a little concerned about allowing substantial completion to be defined by this one specific case. Although, I mean, your argument's compelling, makes perfect sense. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my question is, what would be the best way to do this?
Best way would be to let Vince answer this question.
you know, somehow I knew that was coming. So let me try.
I haven't figured out how they got additional time from county council.
I think I understand that pretty well. I mean, it's because that's who they are, and if they want to do that, I think they can do it. And it would, you know, the easy thing would be to simply to send them back there, and after reflection, that might be the easiest thing to do.
My instinct tells me that pretty clearly that this commission does not have the ability to grant any further extensions by law.
Do we have the ability to define substantial completion?
My gut instinct tells me that it's already been defined in the Sussex County Code, and you're going to be hard put to justify another one.
Are we in a position to, I know we can do this. I think it would be within the realm of what is legal and appropriate if we wanted to refer the applicant to county council with our recommendation that they accommodate these folks. Since we can't do it, but we have no objection to them doing it, and perhaps could encourage them to do it. I mean, I don't know.
If this is an issue that comes up frequently to the commission, obviously I don't sit with you on a regular basis, but if that's the case, then I would suggest that you could defer it and let Mr. Fuqua make his arguments to Mr. Robertson and let him come up with a decision, with the understanding that that's something you're going to use as a precedent down the line. But if it's not something that comes up frequently, I think what you're suggesting is to send it back to county council makes more sense, because I think your hands are pretty well tied by law.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would want to caution the commission about making any recommendations concerning substantial underway, because this is an issue that's going to come before us, I think, on an ongoing basis with many projects, many of which will not have the undue circumstances that may be here. But I'd be careful about setting a dangerous precedent that might be cited back in the commission's face on other issues.
Mm-hmm. And that was that's the point I was speaking to earlier. I would hate to see it defined for everybody by this one instance, especially since this does not happen to us very often at all.
Would you like to respond to any of this discussion you guys just heard?
Just that we discussed everything basically that you all just said too, and I also was concerned with, in your position, with the precedent value of making a decision on this, because as I said, I recognize that those extensions are going to be running out and you're going to be facing this question, I think, quite a bit in the next year or two. Yet on the other hand, in this case with Mrs. Molson, we have a very compelling situation. It really isn't just, you know, that it didn't get done. Something happened that was very unfortunate. And like I said, we're here as much asking you, like, what should we do on this? Because we don't know what to do either. But you think council would be?
My feeling is that the ultimate power to solve this problem rests with county council. We really can't do it. The ordinance doesn't really allow us to do it. I do think that we can send you on your way with at least with our opinion or recommendation as to what should be done. But
I would ask if I would appreciate having your opinion that you have no objection to this.
Well,
or not your opinion at all, if that's what you get on.
I can appreciate that, and I can. Mr. Abbott, you got a comment, sir?
Years ago, I'm not sure if you were on the commission or not.
Well, if I wasn't, none of the rest of them were.
No. You may be the only one familiar with it. We had a conditional use for an expansion of a mobile home park between Millsboro and Georgetown. The engineer that did the work.
That died? Is this where the engineer died?
No, he's still around.
Oh. Do you wish he had died?
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Anyway, go ahead, sir. What's your point? You're tell me.
They had all their agency approvals in hand.
Yeah.
They hadn't started any site work.
Right.
The past chairman was friendly with the engineer, and they determined that by having all,
yeah, I remember that.
But it was in hand that it was substantially underway.
Yeah, I remember that incident, and I would be hesitant to rely on that because of the circumstances surrounding it. But
I just wanted to say it had been done that way before.
Yeah,
Mr. Chen, we recognize these. The language changes a little bit, but we're talking about substantially underway. It is defined in the subdivision ordinance.
Right.
But in the zoning ordinance,
it's
slightly different. It's not defined. Now, I believe you would use the same definition, you know, for the term where it is, and that definition does talk about physical field work to be done. And we understand. We don't know if there was anything you could do, but this.
This is a conditional use, though.
This is a conditional use.
When Jeff and I had the conversation, I said, you know, it's referenced in the subdivision, not, as Jim said, not in 115.
It's not defined in the zoning ordinance.
3.5 years, we know that. So, when did Mr. Nelson pass away?
October 3rd, 2002.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I might,
yeah, I was trying to make that make sense.
Yeah, and we're not even sure you're a real lawyer, being from Maryland and all. But your name sounds familiar.
That would be good or bad.
Chairman,
sir, yes.
I would like to say, you know, that I'm sympathetic to extend sympathies to the Nelson family, but my experience has been on this commission that we have to make difficult decisions, and we have to make decisions that oftentimes go against the grain, and based on the ordinances, we have to, Mr. Robertson and Mr. Fuqua, these officers of the court, would say we have to be, you know, subservient to the majesty of the law. I don't know that, speaking along with Mr. Johnson, I'm afraid of us here at this meeting today setting some type of precedent, because I'm aware
recently of a Chancery Court decision about the landing at Sandy Landing or whatnot, where there's going to be an ownership change there, and some we may be seeing more of these, and I'm just afraid of the precedent.
What's the use being put that's proposed? The conditional use is for
it's multifamily townhouses.
Okay. Yeah.
And what is the commercial?
It was about a third of it was commercial. It's still a storage area for.
And that stays.
The application was two pieces of property that were combined. The one piece of property came to you was currently zoned C1. The adjacent piece of property was zoned MR. And so what Jim said was the commercial third of the property, if you will, doesn't have any expiration. I think it's a site plan review. I mean, residential use on, as you know, on commercially zoned property is an allowable use. So it is two-thirds of the...
So you're just trying to package it all into one...
Right. It was all done as one conditional use.
Okay.
But if the conditional use expired, the commercial piece could still be developed with multifamily. So it's just a quirk on this. That's all.
How about changes in the C1?
It's roughly a third.
Acreage?
It's a third of the total parcel.
It's about a third.
It is almost exactly a third. That's correct. I don't know about the acreage.
Mr. Fuqua, I don't sound cold or heartless, but it sounds like the gentleman died over 4 years ago, and my concern is what's happened or what's been done in the past 4 years. And I can more greatly appreciate the circumstances if it was a recent death, but something that occurred over 4 years ago, I'm afraid doesn't translate into something that's of a recent matter that would preclude Mrs. Nelson having had an opportunity to either flip it to someone else or just to get out of it altogether. So I don't understand the immediacy of us now needing to look at it, either changing how we view or might consider viewing substantial underway, given the time frames.
And again, it doesn't change anything, but getting back to the heartless part,
I can be heartless. That's my kids.
Mr. Nelson's son.
Or Max Wise.
And Mrs. Nelson is not Mr. Nelson's son's, Mr. Nelson's mother. And there was an estate dispute between Mrs. Nelson and Mr. Nelson's son, and the matter was tied up in court for
About a year ago.
So nobody could really do much with anything for a while, which was a complication from the death and then the litigation. So it's been an unpleasant situation, but again, it doesn't change anything. I mean, land use is the land use.
Well, the litigation issues brings it into a more current issue.
Yeah, that's why there was such a delay.
That was initially presented to us as a reason why we should consider it.
I don't think that changes the fact that we really can't do anything. We don't have we don't have a leg to.
Are they looking for another 1 year? Would that be your wish?
Let me opine on that. If they're requesting extension, I just think you're wasting your time. You can't do that. If they're looking for an alternative definition for what's substantially underway, again, I prefer that you ask Mr. Robertson because he's the one that's going to have to live with it with you guys, but I have my doubts about how it's going to come out for whatever that's worth. If there was no definition in the county code at all, I think it's fair game. You can go to all sorts of other sources, but the fact that it appears in Chapter 99, I think that's the definition it's going to carry today. I appreciate the fact that there are cases where there are other circumstances that would suggest another equitable type of remedy, but that's, the law is the law, and that's unfortunately what you got to live with.
And I don't disagree with Mr. Burr. I believe that would be the definition that should be used for interpreting it. Like I said, we were trying to come up with a bonding idea and some other things, and I certainly recognize that these are things maybe beyond the Planning Commission's authority to even deal with, but we want to start here and at least, throw it out and see if there was any solutions. And
Mr. Carver, did you want to speak, sir?
Oh.
I need, if you do, you need to do it up here and give us and introduce yourself for our tape recorder machine.
Okay, I am Mark Cropper, and I am the attorney for the estate of Alfred V. Nelson Sr. I've been involved from the beginning. And this discussion actually between Jim, Jeff, and myself occurred about a month and a half ago because, in fact, we did get the most recent extension from the county council, which brought it to a December 3rd deadline. And we do have almost all the permits in place in order to commence construction so that we can vest those approvals on before that date. And really, all we were looking for is some other alternative. And actually, I'm the one that discussed the possibility of bonding those improvements that are required in order to be deemed under substantial construction, similar to something we do in Maryland to record a subdivision plat. You either have to build the improvements or bond them as a condition of recording the subdivision plat. And I just didn't know, quite honestly, if there was an avenue available here where through bonding, whatever the cost of those improvements would be, the county would accept a bond as a guarantee that those improvements would in fact occur without the estate having to go hire contractors and do the work, considering there's a very high probability that whoever does ultimately purchase the property will likely change all that and will be wasted money and time for everybody. So that's really what precipitated us being here today, that's all. And I do appreciate your consideration, but I also realize the restrictions we all have.
What was your solution to a bonding of improvements when you mentioned that any improvements or this site plan could change so substantially that how would the county be satisfied with a dollar amount of a bond if we don't know what's actually going to be done? You're saying
The improvements that would be necessary as are defined in your code already, by which you would conclude substantial construction was underway, those are the improvements I'm talking about. A dollar figure is put on what it would cost to do that amount of work to be deemed substantially underway. We would bond it so that without actually having to do it, the county would have the assurance the funds would be there to complete that work when it was necessary. That's what we were hoping to do, if such an avenue was available.
We'd still have that same assurance if this time limit ran out, a new application came through, and a new site plan, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, obviously, if the work that's required by your code to be substantially under construction is completed on or before December 3rd, then everybody's happy. I mean, we're vested, and we can proceed with the project. If the estate, for whatever reason, even though we have the permits, can't afford to go borrow the funds to do the site work, to vest those approvals on or before December 3rd. Quite candidly, what's going to happen, unless the county council would extend it again, and I'm not terribly optimistic about that, because I think they've been extremely generous up to this point, then all the approvals that have been obtained will expire, and the estate would have to start anew with a new application, go all the way back through the process, or if a developer should purchase the property, they will have to do it. It's no secret what the estate's trying to do is preserve the value of the land for the sole purpose of liquidating the property so we can finalize this estate. And going back to the comment by Mr. Johnson, and I fully understand and respect it, had it not been for the fact that the estate was literally tied up in litigation until roughly a year ago, all these discussions would have taken place 3 years ago, not now. But I can say since that litigation was resolved and since the county council most recently, and I think it was in June, gave us the extension until December the 3rd, the estate has spent an enormous amount of money getting all the permits and approvals we need to be able to complete the work to be deemed substantially under construction by December 3rd. And the truth is we can do it, provided the funds are available. So, again, we're just looking for an alternative if one existed. If we end up for a county council, so be it, but we thought we'd start here and see if you had any ideas.
Are all the permits in hand except for Delta?
To my knowledge, yes.
That's correct.
Yes. Yes.
And is the estate settled now?
All the litigation in the estate is settled. The estate is not closed because we have some properties still to liquidate. And in the present market, it's not really easy to liquidate the properties. But that's really all that remains at this point. The final accounting and audit of the estate account is complete. I'll wait for the final letter from the IRS.
When was that filed?
That actually occurred over the past 2 weeks when we met with the accountant. That's been done. We're literally just waiting for a letter from the IRS saying you're done. All adjustments have been made. We, at one time, and I don't want to bore you with it, but the truth of the matter is, this has been one of the most, if not the most controversial and complicated estate in the history of Worcester County. At one time, we had 4 cases, 2 different states, 3 different jurisdictions. I mean, the estate was just burdened enormously by litigation all over for remnants from when things that were ongoing at the time Mr. Melson passed away. It's taken us 3 years.
Where were you before this man died? Could have saved a lot of trouble getting all the street.
Believe me, if I could have, I would have. Much of what caused the litigation was between his son and the estate.
That's sad.
Claims that made, and there were 2 business matters, quite honestly, that came up that we weren't aware of. Partnership dispute, you don't want to know. But it's been a mess. It's been a mess. We've done a great job to get to where we are. We're left at the point of trying to liquidate assets. This is truly the largest, most valuable asset of the estate. So we really don't want to lose it. That's where we are.
All right. You don't want to lose a perception of value. You won't lose the land.
Sure.
You're saying you don't want to lose a perception of value, which I would think would just be a perception until you actually have a final settlement and you got a check in your hand. You don't have a valuation.
And I understand what you're saying. However, I wouldn't call it a perception of value because with the land, with these approvals, it has one value. This land without the approvals has a different value, and to me that's not perception, that's reality.
Only if these approvals are current.
Exactly.
And this extension doesn't run out, and I...
Exactly.
Which, yeah, is what you're seeking to preserve, I think.
Yes, but thank you for listening.
All right, sir. All right, gentlemen, I think we have 2 choices here. We can defer action, talk to our regular counsel, see if there's any way we can resolve this at our level, or we can just kick it upstairs right now and let county council deal with it. What's your pleasure? Unless somebody has a third alternative.
If we want to buy a project?
No. I don't think the delay, you know, been brought on by this commission, I don't mind making a motion to defer it to discuss with Mr. Robertson unless...
I think that's reasonable. I would ask Mr. Abbott to put it on in the next available agenda. Though these folks do have a clock running, but I think we need a little bit of time. Is it too late to get it on for the 27th?
Usually we don't put this type of...
Yeah, I know. Well, we could do it the next... could do it to the October special meeting, I guess. All right. We'll just make sure we don't miss.
Yeah, it'll be definitely be on then.
I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, regarding this request of Seasons at Bethany for deferral. Mr. Robertson can aid us.
Second. So we've decided to defer action on Seasons at Bethany conditional use 1488 substantial construction to allow the commission time to confer with our council and for council to do whatever research that they feels is necessary and to report back to the commission so that we may act on it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.